Ladies and gentlemen, a very good evening. It's a great pleasure to be here. I'm accompanied by Mahesh Krishnamurthy on the mridangam. And Mr. Satish Pathakota on the kanjira. I'll start with a kriti in Raga Ravi Chandrika. It's in Adi Tala, which is basically an 8-beat cycle. It's composed by a very famous composer of South India, Tyagaraja. A kriti is basically, it has three segments. One is the Pallavi, followed by the Anupallavi and the Charanam. Before and after that, there'll be Raga improvisation and Swara Kalpana, which is improvisation with two percussive artists. Kriti in Ravi Chandrika, Niravati Sukada. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next piece is also a Kriti in Raga Karahara Priya. What I'll be playing next is a composition of my grandfather, Professor V. Lakshmi Narayana. Following the composition, there'll be a short percussion duo. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Final composition, I'll do a ragam thanam pallavi. This is one of the musical forms which is 99% improvised. We start with a raga improvisation. Whenever we say we are playing a raga, each raga is based on a scale with an ascending and descending. We call it arohana, avarohana. But playing the notes alone doesn't make it a raga. There are primary notes, secondary notes. So we have to emphasize the primary notes more than the secondary notes. There are typical ornamentation. We slide from one note to another note. And we sometimes reach a note with different kinds of slides, which is a very, very essential part of our Indian classical music. This gentle term used for the ornamentation is called gamakas in South Indian tradition. I'll play the raga improvisation. In addition to the primary notes, there are typical phrases. Certain ragas have certain microtones, which are less than quarter notes, incorporated with certain tonalities in the raga. So if we play a raga with a microtone, every time we play that note, we have to play that microtone. Plus, we try to bring the emotion, color, mood, and the spirituality of the raga while we improvise. After the raga, we will play thanam, which is another kind of improvisation with no rhythmic accompaniment, but with rhythmic pulses added to the free improvisation. Finally, I'll play the composition we will improvise. During that segment, we will try to subdivide each note into a number of different pulses, starting with 4 notes per beat, 5, 7, 9, and multiplication of those things. Ragam Thanam Pallavi. The main raga is going to be Gauri Manohari. It is one of the 72 parent scales we have. As some of you know, we have 72 parent scales. Derived from the 72 parent scales, we have millions of scales, derived scales. This is one of the primary scales. Ragam Thanam Pallavi in Gauri Manohari. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.